There was another email that came in from a Juliet, and it's a heartfelt, really, I think, again, beautiful message that I think bears stating and responding to. Hi, Father, thank you for your program. It has helped me understand the faith. My question is it a sin to question the faith? As I grow older, I find myself wondering about the truth and questioning if we had gotten it all wrong from the beginning. When I'm in that state, I always reflect upon my life and how God has led me this far, and I always go back to choosing God's love and God's way. But did I sin when I question his existence, his love, or his presence? Thank you, Father. Juliet, a wonderful, heartfelt question. And again, like so many calls and emails that come in, you speak for many, not just for yourself. Frankly, you speak for professional church people like myself, because at times there are questions, especially, again, I want to go back to that kind of great mystery of the reality of evil and the allowance of evil. It's hard sometimes to realize what God is doing and why he's doing it. And the questions about God, are you there? What are you doing? Maybe this whole Catholic Church thing is just kind of craziness. These sorts of thoughts, these sorts of wrestlings, I don't think they're sinful at all. Now, it becomes a real problem when we deliberately entertain them, when we deliberately seek out answers or programs or books that weaken our faith. You know, when we, rather than going to the church with our questions, we go to those who are the enemies of the church. We ask them, what's the answer to these problems? That can be problematic. And I would also say, too, just as damaging, if not more, is when we have these questions, we stop talking to God. We have to speak to the Lord, even when we are questioning his existence or what he's doing. That time, it seems to me, particularly important. Cry out, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, where are you? What are you doing? I know I've mentioned many times before from the pulpit and at this microphone itself, one of my favorite passages in all of the Bible is, in fact, the finding in the temple. When our Blessed Mother finds Jesus in the temple after 3 days, pretty significant amount of time, 3 days hidden, Mary finally finds her loved child, and she goes into the temple, and she doesn't, at least from scripture testimony, sound as though she enters with, double genuflections and a hushed voice. No, she walks right up to the Christ child, and she says, my son, why have you done this? Did you not know that your father and I have been looking for you? It's the cry of everyone who's gone through a challenging time or was questioned. And this is the woman who never sinned, our Blessed Mother, who never, never sinned. So are questions wrong? No. Are doubts signs that we don't believe anymore? No. We need to continue, though, in the midst of that, to ask God for light, for strength, and for courage to stay in the boat, even when the Lord seems as though he is asleep.